James Chow has an amazing story with a twist. He's the creator of a new musical called Tenor by Night, making its world premiere at the El Portal Saturday, September 22nd. Wait until you hear when his creative genius took over his life. In a nutshell, tell us about this crazy journey you've been on for 60 plus years.
Yeah, that's been like a long history of my life. I came from China in 1980 as a poor foreign student. And then before that, of course, I went through the turmoils during the Cultural Revolution when I was 18 or 20. So at that time, my parents were musicians, and they were sent to labor camp. So I myself was sent to work in a small island in the South China Sea. So over there, I spent six years over there farming and also fishing, like a fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, I went back to the city, and I actually had the opportunity to come to study in college in United States. So I came to Los Angeles.
How did you have that opportunity?
My uncle was working in Los Angeles as a restaurant manager. He came from Taiwan a long time ago. So he sponsored me to be a student to study over here.
What did you study?
So I initially was studying computer programming, business degree with information system. So after graduation in 1984, I found a job to do computer programming.
Okay, so fast forward to how you made your fortune.
Then in 1994, I decided to start my own business. And so I established a company called CNL Mannequins. So we make mannequins and we sell mannequins to major department stores. So I had the resource to sponsor some concerts
mm-hmm.
for my family because my parents were musicians. My father was a famous composer. My brother is also a well-known tenor.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined them as the three child tenors.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had the concerts in the United States and also in China.
And all this time, in the back of your mind, what was it that you really wanted to do?
Yeah, I thought that I was making good money selling mannequins. But at the same time, I was so much influenced by my parents and by my brother. I want to do music because I have all this, what we call it, musical talent in myself. And I thought I could sing and I could make new melodies. And so that's why at the age of 65, when I retired from a company, I immediately went to CalArts to study music.
That's amazing. Okay, so you go to CalArts, you get your degree, and then what?
Yeah, I got my master's degree, and then in my graduation recital, I wrote 10 songs myself because I had never done that. But I learned composing in CalArts with the software called Finale,
mm-hmm.
So it was very convenient. So I make the songs and I have someone orchestrate it. When I presented in my graduation recital, everybody liked what I composed. And then I was encouraged. I thought, okay, maybe I should do a musical. So from last year to now, only within 1 year, I wrote 25 songs.
Wow.
And then I also wrote all the lyrics in English.
Mm.
And also, I was encouraged. Originally, I was planning to have someone write the book for me, but eventually I was encouraged to just write the book myself.
Uh-huh.
And then I was told that, well, since you have all the stories, you know your music, you know your story, you know how to present it, maybe you should be the director. So I end up directing the show too. It's a musical. but it has a lot of opera elements in it.
And do you star in it?
I'm not, you know...
Singing?
Acting or singing for this one.
But you're directing.
Right.
And it's going to be at the El Portal?
Yes, it will be in El Portal September 22nd to 26th.
That's exciting, James.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Finally, you know, all of a sudden, you know, from the long journey I've taken from a fisherman in a small island in China, now become a composer and director presenting my musical in Los Angeles.
I love it. And is this your debut publicly, except for graduation?
Yes, this is my world premiere. We had the four preview performances in Orange County, the Rose Center Theater, last month. And was four performances were all full house, and I got a standing ovation from the audience.
Everybody is awesome.
Yeah.
My favorite part about your story is that even though you had made a very comfortable living, you're 65, you could retire and just travel or do whatever you wanted, that you went back to school and pursued your dream. I mean, I think for people over 60, that's such a great message.
Yes, I think what we call it is never too late. It's never too late to dream, and then dream can come true.
Absolutely. What's next after this? Any plans?
I think because we have so good reactions coming from audience, all the people, old and young, women and men, and all different races, I'm very encouraged we can, you know, take this musical into the mainstream. So we are planning to do touring.
That's great.
In this country.
That's
and
awesome.
Take our musical to New York, Chicago.
Okay.
You know,
James, what is the musical about?
The musical actually is a reflection of my own true life. Because I always want to be a singer. But I have to keep my day job as a mannequin man and selling mannequins.
Mm-hmm.
So I call myself Mannequin Man by day, tenor by night.
I love it.
So that's why. So it's tenor by night. And then I sang so much at home. And my wife actually... got annoyed and kicked me out of the house in the story, in the musical.
Uh-huh.
So I have to move to the mannequin warehouse, and I sleep and eat and drink and work over there. And eventually my voice, with the help of a magician, wake up all the mannequins.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, don't give it away. That's stop right there, because I want to see it and I don't want to know the end. I never like to know the end. That's so cool. Good for you. Congratulations, James.
Thank you, Maggie.
If you'd like to check out Tenor by Night, go to tenorbynight.com for tickets or the El Portal Theater. It's only in town between September 22nd and the 26th for six performances. I'm Maggie McKay.